Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So welcome back to the Criminal Connection podcast. And today we've got an extra special guest flown in from Italy, Emilio Giovini. He has never done a podcast and he has never talked about his life and times in the mafia. And we are honoured to have him and his daughter, who kindly made him an offer he can refuse. So welcome to the show, Emilio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
And Marissa, it's lovely to see you again as well.
You as well. Hope you're well.
I've been really good.
Good.
Really good. So your daughter's been, you know, telling us about, you know, all the fun you had.
I tell you, I'm very, very happy to come here and talk with everybody here. And first time I see Platea. Talk about my story.
I'm a little bit worried though. He's wearing a wire.
No. just my problem in making Italian from English.
Okay. So, Emilio, so that our audience cannot sort of understand the way of the 'Ndrangheta crime family, in the American films, you know, these people can get made into these mafia families.
Many.
Yeah, but in your family, it's completely different, isn't it?
Well, in my family, they have born the mafia family. One of the family Serraino di Giovine. In Serraino, mafia come from the mountain, Calabria mountain, Aspromonte. They call Santo Stefano di Aspromonte. Right. Him, they call king from the mountain. They call Ciccio Serraino, they call king from the mountain.
Right.
Re della montagna in italiano.
Re della montagna is king of the
king
mountain.
King of mountain.
That's what they call.
Right. I born in mountain, near the mountain, it's the hill.
Right.
Near to the mountain. When I'm born, put me right away, I'm from mafia, because everybody born in the family are mafia, they say mafia in Corona, but it's that in Corona.
Right.
They come mafioso in Corona, they call.
Right.
Corona is crown. So right. You baptize in the crown of the mafia.
Got it.
That's
got
what
it.
They call it. So you in Corona means in the
in
crown.
Corona is, I don't know in English to say, but this is what they in Italian say.
Right.
Born in Calabria, when I'm younger, asking me what I say can do my story.
Or yes.
Start the beginning when I'm younger.
I'm really interested. I think everybody would love to know. You're obviously born into the mafia.
Yeah.
And it was like, what was it like growing up?
I don't have a, I'm no big baby. I'm no big younger baby.
Right.
Anytime I'm go to the school, mafia school.
Right.
My family teach me for come mafioso when I'm born.
Right.
That I'm come up mafioso, no natural. I know I don't have choice right. to do. When I'm 5 years old, and before Christmas, my grandfather they killed the pig.
Right.
Every before Christmas, every year. When it come, made me blood mix.
Right.
Because it's very hot, you know, when it come up from the air, the blood is very hot.
So slit the pig's throat.
Oh, so you actually...
They hang it upside down.
No, they put this, and then it go like this, it come blood.
They would make him, at that age, 5, 6, whatever he
yeah,
was...
Yeah, five years
go
old.
...go down, and so the blood wouldn't coagulate. It wouldn't, right. you know,
this,
coagulate, so they make him mix it. Now, you think because, about putting a 5, 6-year-old doing that with a pig, you know, obviously... So that was sort of the initiation of to be a man.
Sanguinaccio, le fanno.
To sanguinaccio.
Sausage.
Sausage.
Blood the sausage. Wow. So very good.
So I love it. I love it.
So those sort of were making, but it was an initiation of not being scared of blood, not being scared of watching the pig's throat being slit. It's sort of, that's the sort of schooling that he had.
Did you get to slit the pig's throat as well?
Che ha ammazzato il maiale.
No, I kill people, ma non il maiale. Il mafioso, mafioso, no people, mafioso people.
You can't kill pigs,
no,
but people
normal
are okay.
People, mafia people.
Yeah, you can't kill pigs, but people are okay.
As long as a mafia is said as the
yes. So obviously you did that and... when you become a man at 5 or 6?
Oh, I'm 6 years old, I'm a man already.
Right.
Putting me man at 5 years old, because when he killed this, putting me shoot.
Right.
I don't understand. I'm 5 years, make me a gun in the hand, go to the mountain, campagna, you know, and make some, you know, for the tetto, roof.
Right.
Ceramite, come si chiamano? Quelle di tavole del tetto, put in 20 meter, 30 meter, many family boy have it there,
right.
And they shoot with the best for shoot.
Right.
Anytime I can go near, I shoot good. I don't know, natural. Right. No, I don't need it to. I'm natural at this.
Right.
You know, I'm portato.
It's natural. See,
making me this, I'm the best for the family to shoot natural. This one, making me to eat hot pepper, no? The hot
chilies.
Pepper.
Right.
That would
yeah, chili, very
man.
Chili.
I mean, it's all things. It's
he
it's
come
like
cry because it's so hot. My I'm a come man because I no cry. My I no cry. My come hot water my eyes. I no want to get my this for become stronger to make you stronger. Really, you know, a like this. My family have maybe we have sometime we have a boom conflitto a fuoco. Come si dice conflitto?
Might have rivalries.
With the other gang, you know, other mafia people, boom, or knife, many people, 30, 40 people.
It's like
any
war,
younger, no?
And then more between
my uncle put the gun in my home and put it in some floor, some land, you know?
Right.
For nascondere, for nobody to catch the police. Anytime I come up like this,
right.
Teach me the way to come mafioso, to come man.
Right.
After when I'm 10, 11, I left Calabria and go to Messina in Sicily. Go to Sicily and stay 3 years, maybe 2, 3 years. After this, I'm in Sicily, I have my, in a port, Porto di Messina.
Mm.
I take the place, I make more money than my father. I'm 13.
Wow.
I make more money than my father, take my land. This is mine, nobody can
go
work
there. My scusa papi un attimo. My grandfather is Sicilian.
Right.
So my nonno that married my nonna, he was actually an ex-prison guard. So she met my nonna, met him in prison visiting her father.
Right.
Met my granddad. Wow. And it was a big hoo-ha because obviously he was a prison guard. His father was a governor. Right. His mother was a well-to-do professor in Rome. So it's complete opposites. Then they sort of ran off together. The family accepted it. But my granddad had to go to the side of the crime side to be right. with my nonna and my dad's mum. So going forward to that, so Messina is where they were based, the other family. They were really well-to-do.
Right.
He was a bit of a tearaway, so they sent him
very,
there.
No. I am very terrible.
You was a tearaway, I don't believe that.
So let's say you're 10 years
you
old.
You don't know what I can do at 10 years. Nobody yeah. can teach me.
10 years old, they sent him there to calm him down. At 13, he was running the port of Messina.
Wow.
And my granddad was still earning money in different... They were in that life, but right. sort of trying to also earn money with other things.
Right.
It wasn't just a life of... You know, you got to understand it was contraband cigarettes. It was all this thing. There wasn't right. the drugs that later came.
Right.
You know, there was different criminality at that time.
Right.
You know, of contraband of alcohol and things like that.
Right.
You're talking about... Right. But you're talking in... Well, my dad was born 49.
Right.
So you're talking in the 50s, this. Wow. Going on to early 60s. So it was a different era, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But even then, he was running things. He was... Right. You know, he is the one that you sort of see in the movies of these young guys.
Right.
They start from, here's a real life.
You know, he... when he come there, take my place, you know, here, my business is here. Everybody out. Right. I'm 13 years old. I make double the money my father, a lot of money.
Right.
But this time for younger baby, right. it's a lot of money. After this, my father see me like this, and go to Milan.
Right.
Think it be changed. Go very bad, very bad. We start my daughter, contrabando, cigarette contrabando, many things to do. Before I'm younger, I don't like much. They make these things, you know. I want to be clear.
Right.
So, yeah, but my idea.
Right.
Must when I come see the money they come, lot of money. I make better than my father more. I make take a boat with a cigarette,
right.
a ship, cigarette of ship, no? From Croatia, from New Yugoslavia, ex-Yugoslavia, they come cigarette Marlboro in Italy. Right. I make a lot of money for this. After this, I go to England.
Right.
Come to England with a beautiful young girl for racing car.
I be said you mean going to me prima, però.
Sì, ma dopo vado.
No, I said he's forgotten about me.
No, a 70.
No, tu l'hai
ancora.
Conosciuta dopo di me.
Sì, ma fammi...
La ragazza in Inghilterra.
Sì, lo so, ma arrivo lì. I go there, she's jealous.
No, he's forgotten life, you know, in between he met Melanie, this dancer in England, that he came to England.
Why?
He met my mum and had me.
Right. Was that at the same time as Melanie?
No, it's before.
I'm terrible. You know how much I'm terrible for that. you cannot believe it. When it happened, I come to England to work with Jim Russell's school, racing car, and Snetterton,
right.
near Cambridge, you know? I go to Huntingdon. You know Huntingdon?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I go there, stay a few times. After this, I'll be back to Italy because it's not my way.
Right.
I'll be back to Italy. And when I'll be back to Italy, start to come Emilio Di Giovine Mafioso.
Right.
Beginning, they make money, take money from the big family. A lot of money. Take a lot of money in a big family, Rome. I go to Calabria. My uncle come to Milan. They come together. I have some problem with the guy in Milan. Mafia people, stupid. And I started to kill somebody there. Because or you kill you, or you kill somebody. This is life of right. mafia. Mm. Now we have the choice. Or you kill, or kill you. More stronger, leave it. The other one dead.
Right.
This is the way to do. 90, just I go, Marisa thinks, I know, mafia, I'll be back for yep. say I know Mamma Marisa, Patty Patty, no, I forget.
Riley.
Riley. I know Patty Riley in Milan.
Yeah.
In discotheque, you know, I go to discotheque, woman, you know, there are many, many things to do. I see her, younger, beautiful. I go together. She born, she come right away.
So when you met Melissa's mother?
I married Melissa a month after she born, because I cannot give my name, you know. In Italy, before, in this time, you cannot give a name to the daughter, say, you know, marriage.
Right.
After come, can you give it the name?
So you had to marry her, basically.
I did it to marry the Shimada. I married after married the, one month after I married the. I can do just for the giving name.
I didn't want to, but my granddad said, "You've got to marry her." So you better make sleep, sure you know.
And but she nice. Your mother is nice. Just I am the bad guy.
Right.
Mama is good. He's the bad guy, you know.
What did you tell Melissa's mother you did as a job?
Oh, I can change the best car at the moment, car. Right. Every day I go with the other car. She said, what do you do with it? You change a car every day? I stole a car one day, another day. I have a new car. My father have a garage. What I can do.
So she thought she was dating a car dealer.
I the best car I can have. In this moment, I good to stolen every car I can stolen. Right. I have a system to this.
Right.
When mother they come, one day she mother take the hair from Melanie and take out like this the hair.
So my mum had a fight with his lover.
Take a in the car with
and
me
she
back.
Took a big chunk out of her hair. That was my mum.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have a women fighting over you, Emilio?
You don't know, I have a little problem. One time in America, I find a young girl coming with me in Hilton Hotel. So after they can stay with me, I said, wow, beautiful, surprising. She have a beautiful surprise. I don't want to say more. She's very happy because they have a beautiful surprise, you know? Because I know I'm very tall.
When he says young girl, he was very tall, young himself back then.
My good look.
Right. Oh, no, you're a good-looking guy now, Emilio, but I've seen the
74,
pictures.
74, yes, I have a good look for 74.
I saw the pictures of you when you were younger. Yeah, I can see you had a long queue of female admirers.
For me, easy. I don't know, it's my, another thing, it's mafia people, they say for come men, need to go to have many women. Believe me, like this when I'm younger, it start to go at 11, 12 years, when I have 12, I go with the,
it's encouraged.
The first time with the woman, 11, 12, I go
it's a good,
woman.
It's a good excuse. It isn't me, the mafia made me do it.
Believe me.
It is encouraged this to is the man, way. Not, they have the wife,
right.
They have the family.
Right.
But they'll have other women. They'll have two or three even.
I have eight son and daughter. I have eight.
Eight no, children, my
I do 30 years in prison. I pay all my bill. I'm say 13 years in prison. Not easy.
Right.
I pay all my bill with the state.
Your debt.
I've been 7 years in a special prison they call in Italy 41 bis for mafia people. I stay 23 hours in a room, closet. I do sport because I don't have nothing to do. I go crazy. Anyway, when I go to America, Mama Marisa, Mother Marisa, Mother, in 1977, I'm 75. I'm escaped from the Milan prison. 75, with the change, with the have the visit the family. Yeah. You know, I have in prison. I have a visit family. My brother, they come. In a prison, I go out for him. Him, me, and him. I go out. But the last door, because I take his document, the giovine see me, but not see the picture because he is routine, you know? But the last door for coming free, the last portone, you know, he have a guy, police, they know me because he work for me. The agent put him in the prison where I want.
Right.
E he said, oh, Emilio, cosa fai qui? Vai, vai, vai. Boom, boom, he closed his mind and said, see you later.
So he had this prison officer in his pocket.
San Vittore, wow. Milano.
So he realised it was him
security
at
prison,
the last door. And he sort of panicked, but he said, just go, like pretended that it was my other
uncle. Is it not easy, eh?
And that was the first, that was the first...
This is my first escape.
First escape.
I'm not easy to do, needing a good heart.
Right.
Because the police...
And they
back,
have guns and that, don't they? They could shoot you. There wasn't, I'm escaped. Hesitate.
After near, it should be 1 year, I've been French, with the, my brother, some my friend. I go with a girlfriend, I have a daily recall. I go in French for people, no, I know stolen. People stolen car for me. I put it in Barcelona, in Spain. I go to Arabia Saudi, on Kuwait. And they pay Mercedes, the Porsche, the big car, expensive car. I pay good money, 10 million or 15 million each one.
Wow.
They put in a boat, ship, to the Kuwait or other place. And make good money. Must. This time, the police from Barcelona, when I come from French to Barcelona, I go to sleep with the girl, my girlfriend. The police 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I find one gun in my head. It come because it may be interceptation, something could work wrong. This time work with me, the guy called Gassan Bouchabel, a big guy, they give the explosive to kill George Falcone.
Right.
This the Gassan Bouchabel, Gassan, he give it to the explosive for kill Judge Falcone.
I remember
in
that.
Palermo.
Is that when they blew him up?
Yeah.
In the, on the road in Sicily. Right.
He gave
the, in the 90s.
He gave the, he gave the explosive.
Wow. So he worked with that later on then.
When I be back, I'm escaping from the prison in Barcelona. I take off my hand.
Bracelet.
I take
head.
Off because I have a very small this before.
Right.
It come up.
Right.
With the soup, it come up.
Right.
I take a gun to the police, they come with me, I take it, put it down, because one go with the, take the car, I have other people in the car. I go out other side, I'm escape, go to Morocco first, stay a few days here to come my passport, my document. From Italy come documentation, I stay in Spain with some people I know. After I go to Madrid, Malaga, Tanger, Morocco. Stay a few days in Tanger, Morocco, take a flight to Rome, come in Rome. After I make business in Rome, make money, I go to Calabria, after I go to Milano, it's in 1977, this time. When I go, I know somebody, when I live in one place with the Adele, we come, I see one guy go to the bar, I see one guy, young man, look at me like this. I said, who is this man? After I see, Claudio. I know him when he's younger, no? Ma vaffanculo, no, Claudio. He have a girlfriend, they go take coffee together, speak, blah, blah. Say, no, I go to have a dinner, time, pizza, go take pizza. Must I don't know what happened in Milano before. This guy killed somebody from mafia, at the family mafia.
Right.
And they kill one guy from mafia, and the mafia look for him. What happened? When I go in night with somebody, he sold him to the mafia. They do know I am there.
Why?
The people come to shoot. I have many people outside, inside, come to shoot. I am in a table for people. I am there. The young girl, my young girl here. The guy who killed here, the girlfriend here. The people come and speak boom, 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 boom to him, speak to me
the
because they don't know who I am. Maybe think I'm with him for I have a gun. I don't have a gun at the moment because I don't need it. What happened? My girlfriend dead right away. I'm put in under the table. I put like this. Take one bullet here and one bullet here. After they go, the police arrest me because they look after for me because I'm escaped from the prison. I have some charge. Put him to hospital, make operation. This was second operation because I take the arterias close.
Right.
I 45 years ago, I 75 years ago, I put the operation. Now I make a new operation, the same arteria. And now what is going on? Put him in prison. I don't know what's going on, because I don't have no problem with nobody. Nobody can shoot Emilio Di Giovine. Say, no, I am here.
Right.
The young people, they don't know I am there. They don't know I'm Emilio Di Giovine. They go and shoot them. Go for make business, I'm collateral danno. Come si dice, danno collaterale.
Collateral damage. He's going to get them back. They didn't know my dad. So you know, you understood all that.
They don't shoot me.
Basically, he sat there. It's by coincidence. This guy was wanted by rivals that he don't, and they just shot across and shot my dad's girlfriend. Quite young. She was pregnant as well.
Wow.
I'm go to the jail in Milano, October 77, summer 78. I in prison. I know the guy who shoot the killer. When it come to me, it come like this. You do what you want, sorry. I don't know you're there. I want to kill him, but he have 10, 20 persone in one small room. No choice.
What?
No choice. Okay, no problem, say happen. No, because say no thinking with you have many people, I'm in the doctor room.
Right.
He can in prison sempre, no? Okay, no. After this, I'm 78, I'm escaped for the prison. I go look for the guy who talk for kill this guy, for kill him. He's dead.
Right.
Because he say him give his cell to this guy, in a sense.
Right.
Mm. This wife kill the girl, not for me. He dead already.
Right.
I go and look for him long time before arrest, after the other guy who shoot. I look for long time. I did not see them.
Right.
I don't see because he go to the prison for other things.
Right.
Because he's a crazy guy.
Right.
After this, I say, okay, for my life is finished. I say, I don't have no life more. I say, I'm dead or live, no problem. And it's really, I come, it's my story, come. Right. This things.
So one second, papi. So this is a pivotal moment that he's like, I don't care about my life anymore. He's just lost the girl, the love. She was the love of his life.
A baby as well, yeah.
She had a baby, waiting baby for
and
me.
He's just completely, that's where he went off the rails. That's where he completely thought, right, this is it. Obviously, he's got his own reasons through what you've heard. I know it is that life, but he was wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
And he got shot. He nearly died. And I do remember actually going to court. I was only about 7. And he was laid. He was laid on a stretcher with a white sheet. He had a big beard, long hair, and I actually thought he looked like Jesus.
Yeah, long list.
He looked like Jesus. And I was a child of 7.
Go crazy, go.
And I never forget. You know when you have things that you never forget, the images.
It just burns in your mind, yeah.
Yeah, and I still see it now. And I was so upset that he was hurt. I mean, you'd never have anybody in a stretcher now, would you? They just wouldn't be able to go to court.
Right.
But just, you know, for just certain things he's saying, it brings back. But this is the pivotal moment, of course, as we're saying. His life changes in, that's it. He was ruthless and he became far more, whether he was heading that way anyway, and it was obviously the background, the family. But
happened, I come up 78 from the prison. I'm okay, legs, gymnastica, because how many times in prison? I do maybe 4 or 5 years, weight, push-up, lot. I only this, eat, no drink, don't have nothing to do, just to stronger.
Right.
And I want to be easy to touch.
Right.
I say, my life finish. Now, everybody mustn't kill me.
Right.
You know, I do what I want. And it started like this. I become I take Milan in my hand from mafia things. I started when I come up from the prison, people I give money, give you 100,000 lire, gold lira, no?
Right, this right, time. Right.
200,000, they come rich, go with the BMW 6, no, the best BMW this time. He come moto, Yamaha, Kawasaki, you know, big car. I said, what do you do, make money like this? Drug, heroin. Drug, make money like this. I don't know what is heroin. I don't know what is a drug this time. I see, what he can do work this, I say. Because I don't know what damage you do this drug. I don't know, really. But is he make a lot of money? Okay, I'm start to say, tell me, what I take some guy, I take one place, Ro, they call Ro in Milano, near Milano, small right. place. Most places called Ro, Cittadina di Ro.
Yeah, it's just outside Milan.
Right. I take this place and make two cavalli, horse. Two guy to work for me.
Right.
So cavalli, it means horse, it means like soldiers.
Soldiers, got it.
Di soldati si dice qua.
Sì, vabbè, cavalli in Italia, horse. They work to sell heroin, our client come and sell it. Right. And make a lot of money. Oh, 200 gram a week, 300 gram for 1 kilo. But after, my brother for make one vacas, Salah vacas Aldin. One the Syrian most powerful for the heroin.
Right.
He take 500, 600 time kilos heroin. Lot for this time, 180, 179. When I talk to him, say, oh, how much you want? 200, 300 kilo? No, I want 10 kilo. No, it's so small, 100. Give me 100 kilo. I see, I started to take Milan in my hand because I go to the place and say, oh, you take heroin for the, okay, you take for me now. Somebody one day I come with a 70-80 guy, talk, okay, Emilio, talk, take with you.
Right.
I come my client. I take all Milan, for sell heroin in Milan, all the place take heroin for me. I sell 100 kilo a month. Wow. After I come for 500, I give it for the family, mafia.
Right.
Because I pay cheap. You take 100 kilo, pay cheap.
So if you was selling 100 kilos a month, what was the profit on that, the money?
You cannot believe it. I have all the other room, all money. I don't know where to put. Really, no. You come with a bag, a supermarket bag for the money every day to put. This is really a lot of money, 100 kilos, a lot of money. But Milano is big, Lombardia, Milano, not just Milano. Out Milano, Rozzano, Pavia, everywhere in Neubrut, Lombardia, I have my name there.
Right.
But nobody talk this time. Because I have a Rozzano, all the place. This is, you know, I make interview television in Italy.
Right.
Come the judges say, go crazy when you know I sell 100 kilo. I pay for that.
Right.
I pay in prison for that.
Right.
Because they know after where I talk.
Right.
This is the way I do. I say 500 kilo, charge me 500 kilo to me. Wow. Carlo Palermo in Trento. They take it 500 in Trento under the land.
Right.
And they put in charge me and Salah Aldin, questo Vacas Salah Aldin che è Syrian, because he take for me.
Right.
He take for him, but he take for me, they know I work with him.
Right.
You understand? Telephone control.
Right.
Start this, I become rich
right.
with the heroin. In 1 year and a half, I make my own place for make heroin. They give me base morphine.
Right.
It's just a basic morphine, a base in Italiano.
Yeah.
Right. Basic morphine. I make white heroin. Very clean. They put it clean. They cut many times. 1 kilo the base, the morphine a base, morphine.
Right.
Because morphine after come heroin.
Oh, right. That's the
base. Morphine base come heroin the work.
So you actually had your own factory then?
I have a laboratory. I have a doctor. They arrest him too, after for him choice, he do. They make, I no buy heroin, I buy morphine a base, I make a lot of money, man, like I make in Turkey.
Right.
Because I go on Katran Maraş in Turkey, Adana, near Adana. They put this. I charge to this too.
Right.
I talk now because I charge all the things I charge.
He's right. been charged. So basically, everything he's saying he's already paid for.
Right.
He's in prison time.
I pay 30 years old. I stay 30 years in prison because I'm arresting me in Portugal and Portugal no give life sentence.
Right.
And what happened when he send me to Italy, he say no life sentence.
Right.
Because I have a life sentence.
Right.
No, 2 time I have a life sentence. But for the law, it's tradition law,
right.
and they take away. They give me 30 years.
Right.
I'm paying 30 years old, my bill. Not easy, eh?
Right.
But no, it's normal.
Right.
Very heavy for mafia people, not normal prison.
Right.
Anyway, and this come this after come somebody. I kill somebody in front of my my mother house.
Yeah, tell us about that. What happened there?
Because it's mafia people.
Right.
They come. They want. I talk with this guy. I know this guy very well. But this guy make kidnapping. He kidnapping person mafia.
Right.
Calabrese. And this guy one time he kill one guy. He make no. He kill. He make to kill.
Right.
One guy he work with him. He make one kidnapping one lady, pregnant lady. He take 3 miliardi. 3 miliardi is a lot of money. Of more than $3 million at this time. Wow. Not the money. Belloli, they call. After one guy work with him, he make to kill because he say to him, you no good.
Right.
Because you stolen the car for make a business and the police find the car.
Right.
Because you like to find you scared for somewhere. And the guy make a tragedy. No right. Tragedia. Make a tragedy. So the guy work with them, kidnapping. Right. And say, this guy say you bullshit, you do not think. This guy come to Milan, take him, boom, boom, shoot him, kill him. After, take him out to one place, clean him in one basic, like a bank before. After, he have a floor shop. Before, it's a bank.
Right.
He have downstairs, he have a cabu. You know what they say? And they kill in cabu.
Right.
After, take him and put it to the near to the autostrada. Come si dice? Autoroute? Mm. Autostrada dei Fiori.
Motorway.
Motorway from Genoa, che go to Genoa, in campagne. After they call the girl, he have a girlfriend, the guy, call the girlfriend and take her and say, you boyfriend in the hospital.
Wow.
Take her and kill her near to him, 100 meters from the guy. And say the guy, before I know him very well, say, hey, she make like this when he did. Hey, motherfucker, I don't like him, I don't trust him anymore.
So there was no reason this guy to kill the girl as well.
Dice che faceva gambetta when he died, lose the leg.
So the leg was shaking when they shot her. Right. It's really quite graphic. Yeah. So they didn't like, they said, it's wrong. I know there's a lot of killing and there's a lot, but it's like, why have you even done? It was like, why? And then even talk about that.
Right.
It's not, it's just, it's awful.
Right.
Even for people in the mafia,
well, this time he killed
you don't
one girl.
Show off about, you don't talk. It means that you're actually, you're enjoying it.
Yeah,
it's not just, it's a job, it's work. It's you're actually
crazy.
Not right. You know, you're basically a killer more than...
Yeah.
Because after the killer, they lady dead, my girlfriend, she have a baby from me.
Right.
I don't like nobody touch a woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I say somebody touch a woman, I go crazy.
Right. So
I never touch like this one woman after that.
Right.
Never. When I'm younger, maybe, because younger is stupid. But when after this, nobody can touch a woman. He do that, I don't like him anymore. When he try one time, because I sell heroin, 2 kilo a week, heroin, one guy, they call Cassano, Antonio Cassano, okay, mafia from Puglia.
Puglia.
Yeah, mafia Puglia. He, my horse, he work for me. I send to him 2 kilo every week. Questo mafoda, I kill him. He say to him, Emilio say he want to kill you. Make a bullshit to me, no? Say, I want to kill this. I go see him in the eyes and say, you motherfucker, you give me a lot of money every week. You my gold egg.
Right.
I never kill you. I protect you.
Yeah.
It's true. I protect you. Say.
So this stirred a lot of trouble, this guy. Right. Eventually,
this
my
is
dad
more
did
things I talk just before you know what is going on. Mafia knows used to this have these things too.
Right.
And this guy said, give me choice to kill him. Say no, because in Calabria he no kill Calabria people from Puglia. Never, no possible. Say, I come, I say one guy to kill him because I need to go to America. Ma non avevo il passaporto ready. When I'm ready to go to America, I don't find my passport to go. My uncle passport, not my, because I don't have a passport before. And I don't find, I'm stay there, I come, I say to my cousin and my friend, say, you take care of this guy, because I know he's bullshit. Take care of this guy, he come with the other guy. I say, Leonardo, you look at this guy, if you look something wrong, you shoot him.
The driver.
Okay. He go and the guy make some wrong things. My guy put take this. They say compare this guy. Compare what happened. This guy go like this to me. I boom 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 in front of my house, mother house. I put a bullet in the head. He put down boom boom dead, wow. Right away. For just for tell you the way he deal these people, because wow. I know he snakes.
Why?
Because he no good.
Why?
I expect he maybe come shoot a go.
Right.
This is why I do that. Not right. Easy to do that. I go to America after this, go to Israel first. After go to America, I open a restaurant. I work with a big family in America, Gambino family, Joe Gambino and other people with heroin. My father be arrested in America with Joe Gambino.
Right.
Heroin.
So you was already working with the Gambinos
yeah,
before?
My father stayed in jail with him, I don't know where. No,
Chicago.
A few times I see John Gotti before him, not the John Gotti, no, the last time, right. Before he come, John right. Gotti, before
Castellano.
Okay, bravo, yeah. Castellano, before Castellano, I think. Castellano is the man from Gambino too. I opened a restaurant there and start to work with the heroin there because he have... The brother, my girlfriend, I have one girl, he worked with the cocaine.
Right.
He worked with the cocaine, lot of cocaine. You know, this take the cocaine, the things they sell to this family. He's from Israel.
Right.
This guy. After this, what is going on, I see somebody in Los Angeles because I was living in Los Angeles after, in Beverly Hills. I have a beautiful house in Beverly Hills. Oh, man. I have my shoot place there.
Right.
With the silenciatore, right. Machine gun.
Right.
Uzi with the silenciatore. I live there and see some person from mafia and they ask me the quality 714.
Right.
I have a laboratory, I tell you, I can send it to quality original.
Right.
He make a laboratory and find the way they make it.
Because a lot of the listeners and watchers will not probably know what a quaalude is. And there's a great film, The Wolf of Wall Street, where they're taking quaaludes. But they were like a tranquilizer.
Yeah, I think. Was it an optimum opium?
What's that? No, a quaalude, they take the people who take cocaine.
It's not.
It's an autorilassante. Relax, no, after cocaine, take quaalude, relax.
After cocaine, it would relax them.
Got it.
So I suppose it's like a Valium in a way.
Sí, no, vabbè, sì, ma era, in America they use it illegal, ma
it
need a license or something, I don't know, ricetta, qualcosa, doctor.
Did you have a license?
No, I have a personal license. I tell you, 82 September, the arrest in London, an airport, I have the manager from Florida Airline.
What?
They work for me, and they make a few transport in New York.
What?
When I go to with the Florida manager there.
What?
And he pass by Dogana with the not normal things. He pass by Dogana with the crew, with the staff.
What?
What is going on in London where they have a scalo, they stop the aereo. Come si scalo?
When they stop, transit.
Right.
When they stop in
transit.
London.
Transit. Yeah. They stop in London. Some girl, the staff, obviously the heavy valise, the million in valise, million pills, heavy.
Right.
And they say, come the police, arrest him. They go and see the staff. Arrest him in September 82 in London Airport.
Because he arrested me too. And arrest the staff. Secure, you know, anyway, they realised he was carrying, smuggling.
Right.
He was a captain of a plane.
In this time, arresting me in this
smuggling
time.
Drugs.
Wow.
But because they had transit in London, something had gone on. Right. One of the crew said that's too heavy to be whatever he had in it.
Right.
His clothes, whatever. It wasn't meant to stay in London. I don't know if it was going to Rome, wherever he was going. And they caught the captain.
Wow.
So that's the sort of ways, I suppose, and means they had the ability to transport anything, you know, drugs, anything.
How long was you actually in America for, Emilia, in New York and in California?
2 years, 4 years I go before.
Did you enjoy being in, because obviously New York and America is a lot different to Italy.
Well, I love America.
You loved it.
I make a lot of money. People, they think I'm the Conte Caracciolo. What do you say, Conte?
His count. Oh, count. So when he was fugitive, count
Caracciolo,
he was a count.
Because of the name, Caracciolo is one nobile famiglia, prince.
Wow.
Caracciolo in Italy.
So did people come up to you?
I take like passport. I have a limousine with my driver.
Right.
I go with the valette, come and take the because the Caracciolo family is a noble from Rome.
So they're like,
I have a passport for him, yeah, original passport. I put in my picture.
He wasn't a fugitive, a normal fugitive, right. Keeping his head down.
There's no point. If you're going to do it, you've got to do it properly. So, you know, you might as well go as the prince or the king. Right?
When you have a lot of money, you'll be like king. With the money I make with heroin, believe me, I'm a king there.
Right.
I have a beautiful life. I have everything I want.
Right.
You don't have a problem.
And
I have a lawyer who put the E2 visa. Right. It's a business visa because I invested to the restaurant I buy for this. Mm. Because I can go in and out without public control.
Right.
Like I have a green card. I need to go in and out because for my business. But I take, when I go there, oh, this is funny. I take from Italian guy, Giuseppe Gardito. I know people, I tell him some money. Right. He give me him a born certificate to make American passport. Mm-hmm. I go to make American passport, but my English is not enough for guy born in America, Italian guy, Italo-Americano. He born in America, I speak good English in this time, because I speak English for 32 years.
Right.
I forget. But this time I'm fluent in English, you know, like this.
Right.
He say, not to English, no English, no America. You know, born here. But he come police, he come federal, they make fingerprints, they make everything. I say, you can call the lawyer. They know me as my lawyer for business, say, because I have a restaurant, because I give a number to the restaurant. Right. They give me out. Don't have a proof to arrest me.
Right.
After fingerprints, I discover I'm Emilio Di Giovine.
Right.
But this time I left, I go to Los Angeles, Beverly Hills. I have a house in New York too. Right. I have a restaurant. I go to the restaurant because they find some postcard, the post, and see who I am.
Right.
My fingerprints.
Right.
I needed to, I have a college from a daughter I have. You have a college to go to the private school in New Jersey, Mendham, New Jersey. This letter they take the police, the federal, waiting for me go there to take the girl there in the private school. I go from Los Angeles, come there because she lived like college.
Right.
Not just a school, like she there, live there, I pay for that. You have a police, when I go out from this place, you have a police here, I have a police one way, go the car, with a pumper.
Oh, the pump action.
Yeah, with this. I say, you can shoot together, they kill you together, no kill me, because I'm here. When I go to police station, I talk with him, they say, "Ma, I'm like this, I don't have any problem." Wow, say. You, Emilio Di Giovine, you kill people, you this and this, Italian, ask where you like nothing. I take, you have a Tuqualud, in my pocket, I have a Tuqualud.
Right.
11714. I don't know what the effect he do it.
Right.
But I touch it.
Right.
For came to the hospital. And I go to, schifo. I go to the, make me to the New York hospital. I've taken me to New York and put me to the hospital.
Right.
The doctor, when I go to the Genoa, wanted me in Italy, decided not taking me, I go to the hospital, because it's in my eyes, so it's like this. Go to the hospital, you have one big guy, police agent, a guy, in the morning, I have my this here, and a leg too.
Right.
This I take away, easy for me, because I'm in a bed, one like this, in a bed, one, not two. I'm close in a bed like this.
Right.
The guy in the morning, go, with it, drink coffee with a girl nurse. Right. I see bottom. I mean, I see ladies who go like this, I'm in front, I have a exit from the special exit, fire exit.
Right.
I go down, it's a fast floor.
Right.
I go down, in front, I have a police station. You have one small hill. I see one guy with the police go. When he go out, I'm because I don't have a door there.
You have to jump the gate.
Jumping the other side.
Right.
I'm on the side, I go with this, like this.
He's still got.
Week. When I go up, I have a hospital rest. Hospital, blue. Right. Remember that. And I go up, I have a park. I go inside, I have a stone, big stone. When I go inside this thing, with the stone, one, this one, boom, boom, open right away. And I'm going. When I'm going, I don't know what where I am. I know the place where I am. I try to find a place where to go inside, stay there waiting for call somebody come pick up me. But this time I go to the station, subway. Right. Pass by one person looking for me. Oh, car, the police, helicopter, everybody looking for me. And see me look say I have the things in the leg, my boom boom, go normally. But say, where is this guy? Hospital.
What?
Come catch me in prison. And take me to Metro Correctional Center, 9th floor. You have more dangerous people for mafia, dangerous, terrorists. My father come, people from mafia clean. The passport come to find, look for me for preparation my escape. I find, because I'm very friendly, will come the guard. I say, hey, he tell me what you want. I need this. I need the oxygen for cut the window. Anti-bullet window.
Right.
I need the oxygen for cut.
Yeah, the guard got it for him. They pay in payment.
Like this, small, eh?
Right.
He paid the guard drugs and because she's saying 30 gram drug
I pay him. I give it to him. My father gave it to him 30 gram drug, a cocaine. When you're ready, go out quick because you go to flower.
Right.
Down, you have the court.
The courts were underneath.
Oh, the court. Right.
Near to the prison. In the Metro Correctional Center is near there.
Right.
And so say the way, the I have this carabiner with the mountain things.
Right.
You can put here, your carabiner, go down.
The guard also took a mountain rope into him.
He put to me, the guy, put
so,
inside to me.
Obviously,
yeah.
So he's strong enough to go down.
Right. Did the guard ever get found out or not?
La Guardia.
No, no find out.
But there's so much that people are sort of like, is that even possible? Is it? But you've got to think it's a different era.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of this is a different era.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get people in the modern day now going, oh, that would never have happened and that would never have. And I get that with my things. And I think, well, you weren't there and you don't know. I mean, it was a different times. You didn't have a big brother. You didn't have, you know, and then, of course, you could pay people with things like that. I'm sure you could now as well.
But you've obviously got a great way with not just the ladies, but also with people. Because obviously, to be able to just sort of meet somebody and then somehow convince them into...
No, it's easy for me. I don't know why.
Right.
It's easy, really easy. My life, I have a chief from police in Milan, Carabinieri. They work for me, take money in Switzerland.
Right.
I take a bazooka with the finanza, guardia di finanza, inspector from, maresciallo da guardia di finanza, take a bazooka from Yugoslavia to Italy for me.
That was the custom and excise. Bought the bazookas from Yugoslavia.
I have 30 bazookas.
For us.
Oh. I say, give me 1 minute, I tell you what is going on after that.
Yep, see.
Just to close the assunto. I go for the 9th floor, put me to 7th floor where you have all Italian mafia. I'm trying again to escape.
Why?
The same thing. They put inside the other things, they put the, on the our lavatrice, what do you say?
Washing machine
grande, right. Inside is empty.
Right.
I put inside the empty, I put these things inside.
Right.
I'm trying to go, other guy talk, because bullshit, American talk too easy. This time, other guy talk, the same thing. Come, boom, 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 I find the things, and put me in isolamento.
In isolation, they put in.
Right.
Night time, they come maybe 20 boss, the guard. The chief come and put him in the middle.
Right.
Say, come on, tell us who give it you this, who take you inside this, you know? The guy who take me these things, right. He tell me he can put inside something, he can go out with the easy, with the family visit.
Why?
When he come family and visit in prison in America, they put one stamp, can you see machine see the stamps.
Right.
The other side, luminoso, light.
Yeah.
He give me, say, I give it to you one stamp, and you can go with, when I visit, you can go with them. I am there, she, you can go. I do, I have easy, I want to go like this. Anyway, put me inside, come these people, say, tell us who give it to you this thing. You want to know, because it's important. Right. Tell us both the chief of the police, the guard, come now. So I say, you take to me this, you have family, I make you in jail, this is no good. So you, I tell you, I can say, you give me this and right. that.
So they wanted the name good, of the yes guard no, that had bought him all these things.
I have a problem. I use
so
example,
he said,
no?
Well, if I tell you, if he's got a family, then this is going to create him a problem. So right.
The guy, look at me, like, look at me, big smile, and say, vaffanculo. They go out.
I do know, I do know that Italian word.
Believe me, this is the way, this is the way. Say, get out. And that's weird. They go out, not touch me, nothing.
You right, knew right. he wouldn't say it.
At that point, then you come back to Italy. You got extradited back to Italy.
See, my extradition to Italy.
Right.
Taking me and fly with the federal police, right. the marshal, with a pomp. When I come to Italy, chef of police in Rome wanted to see me because I'm very famous. I'm very dangerous for the papel, where you fly, right?
Right.
When you see me, say, in Sunday time, in with the home, he say, in 5 million, you like the chess, more like you think you come big man, dangerous, you know, brutto, mafioso, you know. They come, you so like this. I mean, I'm handsome when I'm younger. To all of my handsome. He say, you look like this, just talk what I say. Right. Smile,
so
you know, just
this, the old appearances can be deceiving.
But the thing is, they do say you should never judge a book by its cover.
But now they come the really, really story. What is going on? When I go to Italy, they give me life sentence right. for the charge I have. They send me to the prison in Parma.
Right.
Parma è minorati fisici per person that have a problem, health problem. I put me doctor pain, put right. me very bad, mama, and put me special prison for the people who sick, malato. I put him there. I'm 3 years I go out from the prison because before I pay everybody, man. The director, the manager, the prison.
Governor.
I give a governor. I give to him a lobster, a gold for the wife, money. Oh, I can go to him house because he live in a house near the prison. He go in prison, go up in his mouth. I go in his house every night for food. I cook lobster. man, this is a good life. I can do everything I want.
Right.
I work in this shop. I'm the boss. Right. I do what I want. He make me a letter. I say I'm very honest, very good. So, what is he? Reference.
Right.
I'm very honest, very good. I take care. Nobody complain. Inside the prison, nobody complain. What is going on? After I have a life sentence, my life intends already to go. I can go out when I want there.
Right.
Might not go. Because after giving me...
Can I just go back? Sorry. He means on day he was released to go and work outside.
Right.
It wasn't the prison.
So the prison, it was a market
shop.
But
he was starting. So right. like here, you got different category of prisons.
Right, you can work
and you go
on,
to the Cat C's right. where the open prisons, you go to work right. outside in a day. But it actually doesn't really work that way in Italy. It's a bit different.
Right.
But because he was so in with the governor,
right.
he did it in a way.
The lobster
to
pasta
have a day
sounds great.
Pass.
That lobster pasta sounds great.
Yeah.
I go very quick to explain this because they go after big things.
Right.
And I go to the hospital.
House,
casa
house
privata.
Arrest.
No. Private hospital. Private.
Right.
I pay a lot of money, I go there for make operations, small things, right. I stay there 5-6 months.
Right.
I do have a lobster, I have a woman, that's what I want there. They come, I make a dinner for doctor, everybody lobster, they come lobster from Sicily, from Calabria, from Sardinia, right. every 2-3 times a week. When they come the trunk with this fresh from Milan, they put in Parma for me.
Right.
Case. Everybody very happy.
Right.
After this, I go, put me, what do you say, stop a sentence. Right. From I'm sick, very sick.
Right.
Let me go stay home 3 months.
Right.
I'm starting to go to Morocco. They go to Morocco and start business with the hashish.
Right.
I start with him 40 kilo, 40 kilo hashish. Wow. But it takes a lot of money because it takes... I pay
3,000 lira per kilo, which is
kilogram,
about,
as you say, 3,000
kilo. Probably about 2,800 pounds a kilo.
It's come 120,000, I find it. After that, I pay 20%.
Were you still doing the heroin then, or was it?
No, I don't want heroin anymore. Because they did the people. I don't like it. When I understand what happened with heroin, I don't want to deal with
it.
When I understand what happened with heroin,
dead the people, I don't want any more work with this business. I don't want the money dirty with the blood.
Right. Also, families that's died.
Because I do not with the heroin. This is more
at
business.
At the time, we didn't realize how bad it really was as a drug. Right. So, obviously, over time, He actually started doing cannabis because he didn't want too many people, too many family members, and he understood how bad it is of a drug. So
anyway, work with the hashish, go to Morocco, find some Marocchino, talk with somebody, the friend of mine, make 500 kilo. After give me 25,000 kilo, I make a ship with the 25,000 kilo hashish, 14 million. But 40 miliardi is like $40 million. $40 million. I make 20. I pay that because I have a charge 25 kilo. Because they know somebody, they talk here in telephone too. Somebody talk 500 kilo cocaine. Put one place. Anyway, work with this. Make a lot of money, man. More the heroin. The hashish, because I take all Italy, everybody, mafia take 1,000 kilo, 2,000 kilo, 3,000 kilo each one. 1 week pay me. No problem pay me right away. Because I don't pay right away. I pay after. I sell the hashish after I pay. You have a trust.
Wow.
Yeah, believe me, you know what I mean?
The Sultan of Chocolate. That's what they called him in Morocco. Because it was chocolate. It was resin. It was...
No, man, the reason is this. Because when I started with small thing, I pay right away.
Right.
You know, small money I pay, big money I pay. First, I pay them. Right. And after, take my money.
Right.
Because trust come.
Comunque.
Trust that everybody want to work with me because I'm paid. I don't fuck them.
No, because he paid for everything. He paid, you know, they trusted him. He paid what he needed.
I love that. You've been the Sultan of Chocolate. You've been the Prince
of Chocolate. No, he hasn't been the Sultan. Well, no.
Oh, sorry, I thought you was called the Sultan of Chocolate. Sorry.
So he used to go to the Sultan of Chocolate to buy.
Is there an actual guy called the Sultan of Chocolate?
Yeah, in Morocco.
Anyway, finito these things from the hashish. Arrested me in
91
in Florence for because it take a lot of army, one guy from Naples, make a capture for me.
An arrest warrant.
Right.
You look for me, for arrest me.
Right.
They arrested me before he married my daughter in Milan.
Right.
He got to arrest me when my daughter wedding. Right. I no go, I stay outside.
Right.
In this time, they want to kill me and they want to arrest me. I have a carabiniere, police,
right.
And I have my enemy,
right.
The mafia enemy from Calabria. And they want to kill me because, you know, when my daughter wedding, I can go to take my daughter with me. They kill me. I'm not stupid. I know the way because I do that.
Right.
And I want to do that to me. I no go, I stay outside and look what is going on.
Right.
The carabiniere, they say, when they arrest me, they say, hey, is he ready to kill you?
That's going back to...
But the guy with the motorcycle, wedding. They say, two guy with the motorcycle car, when you see the carabiniere, they see.
Right.
Borghese, but they know. They go, boom, they go.
So they were because undercover
They go to take document from me, ask documentation for him, passport, you know, ID. And you go, boom, escape.
Right.
When arrest me, they tell me that, because I don't know, say they don't arrest me that. They tell me that, they want this. One guy in a killer group after, when I'm in Cuneo, in 41 Bs, a special prison for mafia people, the guy is there. They tell me what is going on, who say come friend after, because they don't kill me. They send me this guy for do that, Calabrese, mafia from Calabria, him not from Calabria,
right.
For kill me in this time. Tell me everything. I saw who this, everything. Anyway, stop this. This is the other way. Sorry, right. I got 2003 before. He arrested me 2 months after I'm playing my escape from prison from Milan again. I'm escaping just one time in Milan. But this time I'm trying to escape with the, what is going on. They take me telephone in one guard from the prison. The brother-in-law working for me.
Right.
He take money in Switzerland. We do what I want. Right. In Carabiniere. I say, go to Il Lungo, si chiama Cavallo. They call him, he call him brother-in-law right. to give me this telephone, this and this. He call, come and take a telephone. I am in an infirmeria, prison hospital.
Right.
For the same sick, you know.
Right.
Take a telephone, cellular, mobile. I call everybody, organize my escape, send the money there, make business, everything like free.
Right.
Because he worked there. When he worked there, I'm relaxed. After he go out, I give it to him the cellular. He give it to me when he's there, nobody can come to make to me.
To search him.
Per cui si dice search to me. Right. What is going on? One day, they come and search my room.
Right.
And he take the telephone. No way, and the telephone he take in his pocket. Right. He go and search where the telephone he take in his pocket. Anyway, I organized my escape with the people that come. I said the time, the doctor, I paid the doctor.
Right.
The doctor sent me to the hospital quick
right.
to make a visit. I paid the doctor, I paid everybody. He tell me the way, day I go, the hour I go to the hospital. I send my people come from Calabria, from Milano, 10 person.
Right.
They come there, make a dress like a nurse. And waiting for them when they go out with me downstairs right. to the hospital to make a visit. When they come there, they take him, boom, boom, fermo tutti, stop there, and the police go inside, take him this out, one police want to make a reaction, this boom, with this in the head, and put this peperoncino spray.
Pepper spray.
Pepper spray in the head, in the face. Right. He go crazy. I go out. When I go out, sometimes somebody want to put like this, boom, boom, boom. Because I say no shoot there. I say no shoot nobody because I really, with the police, you think kill somebody.
So you try the guard said, if you're trying to get, I want to kill you. This is the story.
After go like this. Please not kill me. I'm go out. I have a car with a bazooka. I have two bazooka in the car. I'm ready to make a war. Say something happens. Police is not easy to take somebody out. In Italy, very
ma
dangerous.
Ma dopo che sei andato a mangiare, ti cercavano.
When I go out, I have stop the car, I have a block, everything block. My car with the army stay one side, and the other side I cannot come in. I go out the side, take two car. Me and the man take one car, another car, gun, get out here.
Right.
Get out here, take two car robbery, two car.
Right.
I go outside. When I go, the police come. When they see me, they go other side. Nobody, you know, the way I do is right. scared because I see bazooka, see everything is scared right. and normal. Nobody can come and make a war with a bazooka, with a gun.
Not right.
I didn't realize that they had bazookas when they...
They take the police escape. After this in one house. After
see, I'm still learning things. There's so much that has gone on. We need to sit. I say need to sit down with my dad, really.
So when you had
anyway, all this I say, you can find the newspaper and the process in a sentence.
Right.
The mother is
anything
saying,
I say,
if
you can
go,
find everything in a sentence. Or
so he's been sentenced for all this. He's been tried. He's done time for all
anything
this.
Anything I say, I will prove
and
to that.
It's all out there on the internet. A lot of things.
When Marissa and I were speaking before. She mentioned there was obviously a war in Italy with the various families. And was this...
War, yes. This, I want to stay there.
Is this, this is coming after the...
No, before. It's 1985.
Right. So in
1985.
No,
85, 91.
Right, okay. So that was when there was a big war. And what was
big. 800 people dead.
Wow.
This war. One big war, really. My family be involved with When I come up to the prison in 1986, 87, 86, already be war in Calabria, because one of my family, my family parent, is Ciccio Serraino from the mountain, the king of the mountain. He go in arrest, he under an arrest, but yeah. He go, he have a problem with the reni, come si dice?
Kidneys.
Yeah. He have a problem, go make dialysis. Come dialysis.
Dialysis.
Yeah. Yeah. He do that in hospital 2 times a week.
Right.
He go there. Il suo di braccio destro, come si dice?
Right arm man.
Il suo più vicino a lui, i fuck him, traditore, come si dice? Tradito. For power, no? For power, he wanted power.
He betrayed him.
Right.
To, and then they killed him. Te l'hanno ammazzato, no?
Aspetta, sì, explain that. What is going on? The person, he wanted power, in power, you know?
Right.
I think this make a big mistake. They say after people who speak with the police, pentito, right. Collabora, come si dice pentito?
Collaborator.
Right. He speak about this.
Right. He
said big mistake to kill this guy.
Big mistake to go to war with my dad's family because they go all the way, basically, won't stop at anything.
The killing Serraino is stato to make a big mistake.
It was the worst thing they could have ever done.
For power, they kill him, not because he'd be involved, because he wanted in place.
They wanted power. And they thought they could take over the family, and they couldn't in the end.
They
obviously.
Think kill him and finish everything.
Right.
But because him really the boss of the boss.
By killing him, he made it far worse because everybody then obviously was fighting.
Now, what is going on?
And the family was a lot stronger than they thought it was.
What came in because Paolo Di Stefano, the big guy, big mafia like Ciccio Serraino, the same level, they go because they come many money from government in Calabria, and will take the money from this place.
Right.
And they try to kill Nano Feroci, Nino Imerte, and make auto bomb, the car crash, a bomb car, to kill 3 person. But the guy want to kill, not dead, no right. Kill him, nothing.
Right.
Him bodyguard.
Right.
Dead. He not dead. And 2 weeks later, he kill this guy. He want to kill him.
So then the war starts.
Right.
Vendetta, revenge.
And obviously you...
Paolo Di Stefano, one big guy from Mafia like Ciccio Serraino, they kill Paolo Di Stefano in 2 weeks' time, very quick. They kill them and then they come big war. Right. Every family go in war. But Ciccio Serraino, 86, end of April, 86, he go to the hospital and the guy next to him say, give you door open to the kill, come the killer. To kill him. Allora, this guy is the first he kill him. 3 months later. 3 months later, he no go out from his house. He have a garage, he go into the garage. He no go out and look after. My person stay 2-3 days in nascosto. Come si dice? Nascosto 2-3 giorni.
I did.
And wow. Kill him and put one bullet in a bowl.
Wow.
You see, bullet is like a poison.
Right.
Because he no kill him, he stayed 2-3 months in hospital. He's dead. After he 3 months, for because he, the blood, he have a poison in the blood, no go out. After, with the bazooka, they kill the other one.
Yeah.
It just sounds mad, doesn't it? The bazooka.
Yeah.
No, I have a paper. I speak about that to kill.
Wow.
I have a proof. Eh?
No, I believe you, but it's a novel way to do it.
I have a proof for that.
It's crazy.
No, I know. It's just like... I
love it. I mean, it sounds like... I take it as the war was getting worse, and like you said, there was 800 people that died, was the reason to bring in... Obviously, when people started blowing up cars, then you obviously wanted to up the game with bazookas. What other weapons did you have? You had bazookas?
All kinds of weapons I have.
Right.
I have a Uzi, micro Uzi, a Switzerland machine gun, a 6-hour clock, all kind. I make I take it for them.
Right.
I take $3 million army. Will give it to them.
Wow.
Più bazooka pay 600,000, 600 milioni. Wow. 600,000 lira, 600 milioni. In modo di half a million, 30 bazooka pay.
And with the bazookas, I've obviously seen.
You say one, just to one, boom, finish, right. Put away.
No, I was just going to say, when was that used to take people out in cars or houses? What was
no,
that?
No, in the depends. Car.
In the car.
I say, the way the first time you use a bazooka, they was for try to see the way it work. Right. They was lost in BMW.
Right.
E put in BMW, they come like cenere, come si dice, no think. No, like see, no, BMW, no see anything more.
You'd have thought after, you know, a few people have been killed by bazooka, you'd think they would...
They did.
They want to sit around the table and say, can we work it out?
No, dice, dopo che due sono stati ammazzati col bazooka, che vengono al tavolo e vogliono parlare.
Ma aspetta, arriviamo anche lì. I arrive there. What is going on after this? The other guy put another bazooka with a blindé, un blindato.
It's got bulletproof car. One of them was in a bulletproof car.
Right.
E allora cosa?
Arme the car.
Right.
The bazooka so is like the tank, no?
They were in an armored car, but the bazooka still blew it all up.
Wow.
You know, it was, that's how, armored windows, everything. They had a lot of them, had all
Yeah,
that.
Because it's anti-tank.
Right.
The missiles anti-tank bazooka.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is why. So obviously, this was all coming from Yugoslavia. There was right. War on at the time.
Right, got it.
But I come
so
from the government.
It's a lot easier to get through. Because nowadays, you would never be able. To, I mean, how would you get hold of that? But if you, you know, if you live in next to a war zone, which it was, right. Yugoslavia is on the border to Italy.
I take two bazooka to Portugal. 30 kilogram explosive. Right. 30 kilo. Two bazooka. Kalashnikov, all the army put in Portugal with the trunk. I buy one capannone, come si dice un capannone grande, per i funghi, era una fabbrica di funghi.
Put everything in a depot
for
already.
For the helicopter,
right.
To put the helicopter when escape, because you know the fly come and take him
right.
After the operation. They kill one guy from Portugal out of the army, because when I come to give the army to my boy to make right. A business, and they pull, somebody talk,
right.
Because him... Talk to somebody, have an army for mafia.
Right.
It's stupid.
Right.
And the police waiting for anti-terrorism, waiting for him.
Right.
And kill him. No, they stop you.
Right.
Because you know, you have an explosive, you have a bazooka.
Right.
And they just boom, kill him, take the stuff. You have right. A paper, speak about this, I charge. I take right. 6 years in Italy, charge, because I come up for right. Extradition. Give me 6 years and a half for that.
The escape. That was this. That was foiled by the stopped by this guy.
The escape in Portugal.
Yeah,
yeah. That was the last escape.
Got it.
Because after that,
got it.
Then he did some time in Portugal.
I'm ready to
he
go out.
Time.
I'm ready to go. So didn't happen this. I'm going 100%. 100%. I'm going to go out.
Right. So you were then sort of obviously not able to escape. And then what happened? Was there like a trial when you had to go to court after that? Or how long was that? Was you on
4 years and a half? Right. I'm ready to go, but after 4 years and a half, I waiting. I lose time
right.
To go out regular out from the prison. So you know, come si dice scadenza dei termini.
So basically, was on remand for Italy in Portugal. As
right.
As I was in the UK for Italy.
Got it.
At the time. So he did another few years there.
Right. And then you got transferred to Rome.
Yeah. Sei andata a Roma.
Sì, sono andata a Roma in prison after taking me 41 bis.
Right.
2003, I'm changing my life.
Right.
I collaborated, but after 15 years, nobody got to the jail for me.
Right.
Because I'm a little late, you're already there.
Wow.
You understand?
And when you got your life sentence, was that 30 years?
No, when you give me life sentence, see, I don't have extradition from Portugal. Portugal don't have life sentence in law. They say you cannot give life sentence and not send
so
me
that's
to...
That's human rights courts.
Right.
That he got sent from Portugal. They don't have a life. However, I don't quite understand that. There is no life sentence apparently in Portugal. Right.
For law no give
so
life.
When the Italians got
maximum.
In to Italy, they then decided that they would charge him with a life sentence. You know, but charge him with a murder.
I have a life sentence in Italy, first grade.
That was actually wasn't 30 years. It was you never. It's a full life sentence. You're never going to be let out.
Wow.
You cannot go out. Right. Must. Supreme Court, Rome, I put I make ricorso, or say no. Ricorso. I mean, she say no. I say that. I take something for other sentence, Sezione Unite, the court,
right.
And I win. Right. I say you can charge with this, give me maximum 30 years the prison.
It took it down from a whole life sentence to 30 years.
Wow.
Because he appealed it himself. Wow. Well, he got the lawyers to appeal.
Still.
Hey, after I make it 30 years,
still a long time.
I know.
Long, long. Give me life.
Wow.
Anyway, man, now I change my life. I become a conference in London, right. Anti-fraud conference. I speak about the mafia with the money laundering.
Right.
Because I have a Swiss bank, the Cotes Bank in Geneva.
Right.
I have the Parbas Bank in Zurigo.
Right.
I have a manager. I put every 2 weeks three miliardi vecchie lire. Put there. I'm charged for this too.
Right.
I have one. You want to see some money altogether? I have a picture.
Right.
So basically, from
take
all
5 million
he's
together.
He's now a qualified chef.
A 30 kilogram of gold.
Wow! So now you've become a qualified chef. What is your signature dish?
I'm a cook very good. I make a school for become chef. I can do everything because my teach me for do that.
Right.
Master, what I like most is the fish.
Right.
You see prawns, big prawns.
Yeah.
Big okay. Prawns make with the cognac, with some, what do you call, Fundador, Spanish brandy.
Right.
With the Spanish brandy, it's very fruit, very perfume. Right. Make some sauce fantastic. Right. They come, the big clam, I clean up.
Yeah.
After they call mezze maniche, with the calamari,
right, lovely.
And the prawns. Oh, wow. Man. So I make this in 20 minutes. I make it. So you are with the kitchen, I do
I'm
that.
I'm coming to Italy to see you.
I invite you for go to
anybody,
make that.
Anybody offers me a cigarette, though, I'm going to be looking around. but before we wrap this up, I wanted to thank you, Emilio, because your stories... And your journey have been unbelievable. And I wanted to ask you, if, because you've gone through all this now, looking back on your life, would you change anything?
Yeah, I change everything because everything. Because it teaches me, for a long time I have my mind mafia.
Right.
More stronger, yeah, I must kill people who want to kill me. I want to take my business. I want to put down them.
Right.
For take money. This is life money. This is my life. I change everything because it's not good life.
Right.
The money go out like what they say, snow in a sunshine.
Right.
Everything go out.
Right.
No. You have a poem, you kill somebody, say, why kill people?
Right.
I don't like because say I don't kill them, them kill me.
Right.
This way, I don't like that.
Did you keep account on how many people you killed?
No, it's no problem for account. I tell
right.
you, I know two for sure.
Right, okay.
maybe I make 700 for my gun. No,
right,
I
right.
For
right,
my
right.
army.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's no good.
Right.
This is what they say, mafia right. War.
I actually think we could probably do a whole season of podcasts talking about all these stories.
I don't know, what is it, podcast? Yeah. I don't know what is it, podcast.
What we're doing right now.
But it's gonna be great.
We're talking about...
I say things. Sorry for my English, very
no,
bad.
No, but
I apologise for that.
No, it's very good. Well, Marissa's helped out and obviously...
No, you're very nice because you explain what you want to... What you ask me a question. It's very good. Thank you.
I've got to ask you one final question. Do you have any special gifts?
No, I tell you one thing. Before I joke with that, before the woman, oh, I take a lot of women with dust.
Right.
Oh, man. I read the palm, you know?
Right.
I read the palm, I know the horoscope. Because
which is it?
It's very good
so to left
take
or right?
A girl, a woman, you know?
But no, Emilia, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, and thanks for coming, Marissa. And I'm so glad that we all got connected.
Thank you for you giving me a chance to talk with you and to know this bellissima person.
And this is the first time we've had, Emilia's ever done this, so we are absolutely blessed that we've had this opportunity to talk to you.
Sorry, one thing. Before, 5 person come near to me. Nobody can come near me. Nobody. I can never talk like this. Now we talk too much. Now it come up, you know, because because I not talk, I'm serious like this. When you see me, I'm smile, I'm have a little problem. Somebody with me, I'm smile, he's scared, think I kill them. This is the way, because I'm no go crazy, bow. I'm no bastard. I just to give it to me, take him from me the things. Sorry, this is my life.
Thank you so much for
this
having me.
This is more things. I have a lot of things. 73 years old. Is it too much? Sorry, I don't have enough time.
Listen, I'm sure if you've got the time, you're welcome to come back.
Thanks for listening to the Criminal Connection podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We've had some amazing guests so far, and we've got even more amazing guests coming. So make sure you tune in next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.